Yes, these are troubling times, but there is a remedy. It's not going to be found in the government. The remedy is God. When the people that are called by His name, that's everyone that claims to be a Christian, would pray and seek His face and turn from their wicked ways, He said, I will forgive their sins and heal their land. It appears to me that forgiveness of sins comes before the healing. You remember the story of the man with palsy that was let down through the housetop? When Jesus saw the faith of his four friends, he looked at the man and says, Your sins are forgiven. Take up your bed and walk. Forgiveness came before the healing. He doesn't throw his bread to the dogs. His healing virtue are for his children. Whatever sickness you have, child of God, is included in his health plan. Most of us have a health plan that does not include everything. God's health plan for his people, no matter how old they are, no matter how young they are, no matter what problems they've had in the past, because God covers pre-existing conditions. I have said all of that to say this. God is building his church. Let me describe to you the kind of church that Jesus is building. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 35, God tells us, Love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, God tells us to be kindly affectioned one to another, preferring one another. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 32, God tells us to be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Listen to what Paul told the Galatian church. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. I heard the story of a young lady who was traveling alone in a run-down Honda Civic on a rough highway from Alberta to the Yukon. She wanted to get an early start. She woke up at 5. She was greeted by a thick fog and had to wait. Going into a small diner, she was asked by two large men who were truck drivers. Where are you headed? They asked. She told them, and they started laughing, saying, No way, no way. That pass is too dangerous in this kind of weather. But she insisted on going through. The men then said, Okay, I guess we will have to hug you. The lady backs off, indignant at their suggestion. Later, she realized they meant pulling a truck in the lead and one following behind. So, the lady made it to her destination by following the tiny red lights in front of her and with the assurance of a great power right behind her. If the Apostle Paul was here today, I think he would tell my church, There are people in your midst who needs a hug. He wouldn't be talking about putting my arms around them and making them feel better. No, but he would be telling us there are people within the ranks of our fellowship who need someone to help them make it to their final destination. That's what he told the church at Rome. He says, We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good. for even Christ pleased not himself. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.